Strange Adventure.
Sheriff Patrick O'Brien shifted his portly form around in his chair as his deputy, Mark Watson, entered the office.
Mark, I've been hearing stories about out-of-season deer hunting around here.
Yeah, Sheriff, that's what I was going to tell you. Indian Joe just came in town and told me he saw a guy in a canoe up on Hathaway Creek and he's got a big buck in it.
Oh, could you identify the man?
Well, he said it looked like John Friday.
John Friday? Oh, the little divil has put his foot into it for fair this time. He's outsmarted me before, but this time I'll get him dead to rights, and when I do, come on, before he gets away.
The men rushed out to the sheriff's car and were soon bounding over the rough road that led to Hathaway Creek. A half hour later, Patrick and Mark pulled up in front of Indian Joe's cabin. The sheriff made for Joe's boat landing in a puffing, waddling run. Tied up to the landing was a small rowboat. Patrick stepped into it and yelled to his partner.
Mark, you drive up to the head of the canyon and head him off if he tries to get out that way. I'll go in behind him.
It took a brave man, or a foolish one, to attempt a passage through the roaring white water. Patrick watched the stream ahead for the little man who had dared to violate the state game laws. Rounding a bend, he came upon his man, hove in close against the bank and hanging on to a jutting boulder. The heavily loaded canoe was trying to swing out into the stream. It needed but a quick glance to see that John Friday was in trouble. The sheriff headed for the canoe. John Friday seemed happy to see the big man bearing down upon him.
Hello, Patrick. Oh, I'm sure glad that you happened along. I broke my paddle.
Oh, you did know, did you? I broke your paddle. You little scoundrel. I had to leave a warm office and come all the way out here just because you have to go and shoot yourself a nice fat buck out of season.
But, Patrick...
Never mind. Do you think I'm blind? I can see the evidence myself. Here, you undersized public enemy. Make this line fast. And don't try to get away or throw that evidence overboard.
John tied the line to the canoe and settled back for the ride. Patrick fought against the current, working his boat skillfully between the boulders. After an agonizing pull, he finally reached the head of the canyon and eased into calm water. Deputy Mark Watson ran down to help him.
Well, Sheriff, looks like you got the criminal. He's got the evidence with him, too, I see.
Oh, I'll see he has. You guard him while I get the evidence out of the canoe and load it into the car.
A couple of minutes later, a blue and vitriolic oath rent the air, and the territory for a mile around was warmed by the blast.
Why, you little runt, what's the meaning of this?
Patrick held up a mounted deer head.
Oh, Patrick, I was moving all my things into town for the winter. That head just happened to be out from under the canvas. But thanks for the tow anyway. I couldn't have made it with that broken paddle. Bye.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of...
Strange Adventures.